The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Somebody excited to see today, the 12th day in this fast? Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Year 2017. An all-round success. All-round success is your portion this year in the name of Jesus. In any aspect of your life, you will never know failure this year. Anything that you start, it will not fail in your hands. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will not be counted amongst the failures this year. So shall it be. Praise warfare for all-round success. We'll take this for the next 35 minutes and then we'll fire on into the warfare itself. Praise warfare for all-round success. Your birthright is all-round success. That is God's plan for you from Tete. Somebody say Tete. Tete, from the time we don't Tete. That is God's plan for you from that longest time. But there is a vital requirement to achieving this, which is called praise. Quickly tonight, what is praise? Praise is the lifting and exaltation of God because of his person, thereby provoking his presence in our situation. Psalm 147 verse 1. Praise is the lifting and exaltation of God because of his person, thereby provoking his presence in our situation. Because praise provokes God. Praise is comely. God loves praise. And so when you praise him, you provoke his presence. Number two, what is praise? Praise is God's food. And when he's well fed, he releases grace for all-round success. Our power for all-round success. Praise is God's food. And when God is well fed, the reason why it looks as if God blesses some people and it's as if some people are lacking of blessing is because we feed God unequally. While we're worshiping God, I just look around. I saw a particular person in the congregation here, just looking. And I wondered, are you the only one fasting? There are people fasting here who have not tasted food for many days now. Not where you fasted and then you broke in the evening, for many days, right here. So praise is giving God food to the extent that he's extra joyful, extra happy, that he releases all-round success to you. Number three, what is praise? Praise is the ladder to go up in life. Praise is the ladder. Somebody say ladder. Ladder. I mean, it's like the staircase. If I want to come on this stair, on this platform now, I need to use the stairs. Praise is the ladder of life. Praise is the ladder that makes you climb easily to this, to the platform you are going. Somebody's here, you'll never be stranded in life. Can you imagine? Can I have that young man in white jacket, black and white? Quickly, here. Can you try to climb this place without the staircase? Don't touch this place. Don't touch the place. Yes. Eh? That is what praise does for you. Praise puts you on a ladder that enables you to move at the pace you wish to move. Number three, what is praise? Number four, praise is a preservative for all-round success. That is, praise is to your blessings what salt is to meat. The priests risk losing their blessings in Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 because they did not praise God. God wanted to curse them. You will never be cursed in Jesus' name. Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. Now look at this. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings, yea, I have caused them already because you do not lay it to heart. Yes. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. Somebody say, God forbid. Dung means, when they say pouring dung on somebody's face, we are talking of shame. God said, you risk shame when you don't praise me. You are at the risk of being ashamed once you don't lift your voice to me to praise God, to praise me. Somebody is here tonight. You will never taste shame all the days of your life. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Praise is the cheapest access to the miraculous. The cheapest access. Prayer is good, fasting is good, but I can tell you this, praise works faster. It is the cheapest access to accessing the miraculous. Number what now? Number? This will be six now. Number six, praise is what wins the battle of life for a Christian cheaply. If you really want to win the battle of life, listen to me, friends. Praise is a mystery. You cannot understand praise except you are a spiritually minded person. So, are you telling me, sir, that if I'm dancing, so because of that, God will now bless me? Ah, how is it possible? Just because I'm dancing, I'm praising God. Praise is a mystery. Isaiah 55 verse 8. You see, God, our God is a mysterious God. His ways are different from our ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. The ways of God are mystical. You can't understand God. That's why a man like Moses that saw God face to face was he crying, God, I want to know you more. Help me know you more. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my guide. Help me know you more. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my God. God is mystical. You can't, when you think that you have known all of God, you will see that you have just known less than 1% of Him. And one of the most mysterious things about God is this issue of praise. Is this issue of praise. I want to tell you this very quickly, that when praise becomes your lifestyle, you have signed up for all-round success. On the day you become a God praiser and not a God complainer, on the day you sign up for continuous appreciation, you exit the realm of depreciation. On the day you enter the realm of appreciation, you quit the realm of going down. That's depreciation. Somebody's here today. Your destiny will never depreciate forever. I say your destiny will never depreciate forever. If you want to win in life, praise is it. Now listen to this. Praise is what moves a man from nothing to something. From the back to the front. From the last to the first. From smallness to greatness. From penury to prosperity. From lack to surplus. From penury to prosperity. From smallness, that is littleness of life, to greatness of life. Somebody is here today. You will not end your journey in the smallest part of life. It is quite unfortunate, very, very unfortunate, that this weapon of praise is hardly used by Christians. Many know how to fast. Many know how to seek God's face in the place of waking up at night to bombard heaven. Many even threaten God, if you don't do this thing, today is the last day. If you don't do it, I will not. This Sunday, I'm not coming for Thanksgiving here. Forget it. If I ask something for you for 12 days and you did not answer me, what am I coming back for then? Let me stay at home and watch television. Praise is the last option for most people. Praise remains an untapped thing. Praise remains the last option. People would have tried so many things before. Instead of trying praise first and making their life easy. Somebody is here tonight. As you praise God, things will become so easy for you to accomplish this year, 2017. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I don't intend to preach for too long tonight. So quickly tonight, what are the benefits of praise? What do I stand to gain tonight if I praise God? Number one, praise gives you an edge over your contemporaries. Somebody say an edge. An edge. Praise gives you an edge over your contemporaries. You can't be a God praiser and be on the same level with your friends that you graduated the same day. No way. You can't be a God praiser and be on the same level. Even if you marry the same day, you can't be on the same level because your praise frequency is different. If you have the same grade, praise puts you in different grades in life. Praise puts a man or a woman on his different edge, different platform, higher than that of all his other friends and contemporaries. Somebody is here tonight. Your level is changing tonight. Your level is changing tonight. Your level is changing tonight. Benefit of praise number two, praise gives you access to spiritual authority. Authority, authority, authority. Until the devil sees authority, he will not bow. Psalm 66 verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Until the enemies see your praise, they will not submit themselves. Until you access power, and this power is possible on the platform of praise. Praise gives you access to authority. You have one kind of strange anointing which is caused by the strange hand of God upon your life. Praise gives you access to spiritual authority. That's why when somebody who is truly a God praiser is praising God, demons bow. You know that song? Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. Demons tremble, tremble, tremble. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Everything written about you
is great.
You are 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 great.
Oh, you are great. Oh, you are great.
You are great.
You are great. Everything written about you is great. Shout hallelujah. Take your seat. Praise gives you access to flawed demons. Praise is power. Access to power. Someone say power. Praise. When you're a God praiser, you have access to power. Like Luke 10 verse 19 says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil, for nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody is here tonight. As you praise God, you move to another realm where nobody can hurt you. Let me hear your loudest amen. As you praise God tonight, you are moving to a realm where nobody can hurt you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, benefits of praise. Praise gives you easy access to God Himself. I mean, this is nice. When you are a God praiser, when others are begging to access God, you access God cheaply. Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms chapter 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Do you want to enter into where God is? You need something called praise. You can't access God. For many of us here who have gone to palaces, you don't enter the palace of a king moody. He will not allow you. The Dongaris will not allow you to access him. In fact, kings, I don't know about now, but then, kings go to sleep with music. People will be playing music in the night. They will be playing throughout the night while they are sleeping. So when you want to access the King of Kings, you don't go there. No. You enter into his presence with appreciation.
Your hands up and thank God. Appreciate him. Appreciate him with that song. Is this my life, Father? I thank you. Many of my mates are dead. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him very well. Many of my mates are gone, lost. Appreciate him. Worship. Take your seat. Number four. Praise is the gateway to yield, increase, and blessings. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Praise is the gateway to yield, increase. Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield and increase. Someone say increase. If you like that, let me hear you say increase. Then the earth shall yield and increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Until a man is praising God, there's nothing called increase. Until a woman is praising God, there's nothing called increase. Somebody is here, you are entering into your season of unending increase. While others are saying that there's a casting down, you and your family will be saying there's a lifting up. Now, listen to this. Tell any devil that this pastor said it, that all your storehouses will be full this year. All your storehouses will be full this year. You will never exhaust the resources that God has provided for you this year. Let me hear your loudest amen.
So when your house is a praising house, things just keep flowing in.
Blessings you did not ask for, they just give it to you. Things you did not ask for, men just go out of their way to favor, go out of their way to favor you.
There is at least 21 people here tonight. This month of January will not end without you experiencing unusual favor.
This month of January will not end without you experiencing unusual favor. There is going to be a ring on your phone that will bring about a change of story for you. There is going to be a knock on your door that will bring about a change of story for you. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen.
And number five, praise is what makes a winner in the battle of life.
Life comes with so many battles. Look at a man like David. David was a man who fought so many battles. He fought so many battles, yet he never lost a battle. Why? David was a God praiser. In Psalm 119 verse 164, it says, 7 times a day will I praise thee. Psalm 119, 164. 7 times a day will I praise thee because of the righteous judgment. David was addicted to praise, so he never lost a battle. The last battle you and your family lost is the last battle you will lose forever. The last time the devil had cause to dance over you is the last time he will dance over you forever. Let me hear your loudest amen. You know the story in the book of Joshua, where Joshua and his people went to attack Jericho? They were dancing around the wall, and the people said, these people, they are very stupid. You know, when you are praising God, you look very stupid. People look at you and say, why is he dancing? We can't see anything new in his life. Very soon, men will see something brand new in your life. They were looking at you and say, this person, I don't know where they dance. I don't know what's wrong with you. But in Joshua chapter 6 verse 20, suddenly something happened. Suddenly there was a change of story. And the Bible says, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. I don't know why our trumpeter is not here tonight. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. I speak to somebody here tonight. I speak to somebody here tonight. I speak to somebody here tonight. Your wall of Jericho will fall down flat. 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 For the next few minutes, pray in the Holy Ghost. Makata ya ba da 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 da. Jakata kata 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 kata. Jakatoa kaka kata ya. Jekwa kaka kata ya brande kene bos. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Jakakwa kaka kata ya ba da da da. Jete te 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 bos. Lita te te tika 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 riash. Your wall of Jericho must fall down tonight. That wall of Jericho must fall down tonight. Jataye grede gerebo shabaradaya. Jakwa kekwa keke tepe ila kwate kariabash. Your wall of Jericho must fall down tonight. Wall of Jericho, that problem, that challenge, that problem must fall down flat tonight. It must fall down flat tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take your seat 1 minute. Praise makes your wall of Jericho to fall down cheaply. Engineers, please, no distractions, please. Please. Praise makes that wall fall cheaply. It just goes down. The wall of failure, the wall of sickness,
the wall of lack, the wall that does not make a man to progress, the wall that causes stagnancy, the wall suddenly falls down flat. Everything that has stood between you and your progress, that is a stumbling block to your breakthrough, suddenly tonight they become a stepping stone for you in the name of Jesus. They become a stepping stone for you in the name of Jesus. They become a stepping stone for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. And of course, praise makes you the friend of God. How many of us desire to be the friend of God? I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me. Praise makes you God's friend. Like saying God's boyfriend. Or like saying God's girlfriend. He just wants to be around you. You want to be around him, he wants to be around you. You know how it is in a relationship. I took my journey one day all the way from Bauchi State to go to Lagos. Through night bus for that matter, for just one woman. You know the funny thing? On the way, on the journey, that night, I can never forget, there was a problem with the bus and we were inside jungle. And I say, as I am here now, nobody in this world, and it was supposed to be a surprise. So nobody in this world knows where I am now. I say, yay. Ah! Women get power. And then as I appeared in her father's house and I knocked, who is that person? As she opened the door, somebody you just spoke to now and said, she said, how is Bauchi this morning? I said, Bauchi is very good. I'll talk to you later. I'm trying to do some things. And then you open the door, you see the person, it's like you want to enter the ground. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what praise does. It makes you want to see that person anytime, any day. God is desperate to see you. That's why sometimes we are God praiser, he will tap you at night. God himself will tap you at night. Get up. Get up. And as you get up, you say, who is tapping me? And then if you are in the spirit, you know that God is trying to tell you to sing along, to worship him. And then you just lift up your hands. Holy are you, Lord, all creations call you Lord. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship. We worship your majesty.
Awesome God.
Awesome God. We stand in
awe of your holy name. And Lord, we bow
and worship you.
Lord, we bow and worship you.
So he doesn't want to leave you. Psalms 22 verse 3. You know, praise God just loves to be around you. He just wants to be saved. But thou art holy, O God, and inhabitest the praise of his people. He lives with you if you are a praising person. He stays in your house. He stays around you. He walks with you. He travels with you. And that's why I know that somebody is here tonight. Throughout this year, you will never know accidents or evil in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. In conclusion, wars of life are winnable through praise. All the wars of all the battles of life can be won. Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9. Every battle, anything devil might want to bring for you, you can win it through praise. We're going to read this together. Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9. Thank you, Jesus. We'll read it together. Six. God bless you. Let's go. One, two, go. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. So praise puts you in a realm where you can execute judgment. You can ask for who killed your father in the place of praise. You can recover your lost glory in the place of praise. Go to that verse 6 again. Verse 6 again. Let the high priest of God be in their mouth and the treasure sword in their hand. Yes. To execute vengeance upon the hidden and punishment. Praise, when you are praising God, God punish it. You know, when people hurt you, you know, some people in some part of Nigeria, particularly in Lagos, say, God punish you. God punish you. God punish you. That's what praise does. When you are praising God, you are punishing those who injure you, and then God is polishing you. He's punishing them, but he's polishing you. Somebody is here today. All those who have injured your destiny, God is going to punish them tonight. I say God is going to punish them tonight. I say God is going to punish them tonight.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.